This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Vikasit Bharat. In a surprise visit, Mr. Modi today visited PM Gati Shakti Anubhuti Kendra at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the third anniversary of the launch of PM Gati Shakti. He appreciated the strides made in planning and execution of projects across the country due to the impact of PM Gati Shakti. The Anubhuti Kendra showcased the key features, achievements and milestones of PM Gati Shakti. Prime Minister Modi also visited the One District, One Product, ODOP Anubhuti Kendra and appreciated the strides made by the ODOP initiative in helping in selection, branding and promotion of products of various districts across the nation. Using the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, 156 infrastructure gaps relating to first and last mile connectivity issues of major sectors of the economy, such as coal, steel, fertilizer, ports, food and public distribution, have also been identified by concerned ministries and departments. President Draupadi Murmu reached Algiers today on the first leg of her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. India is looking at a stronger partnership with Africa as it is very important and critical for their own growth and for the growth of the global south. During the three-day visit in Algeria, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune and other major leaders. Talking to Prasar Bharati correspondent, Indian Ambassador to Algeria, Dr. Swati Vijay Kulkarni said, India and Algeria share cordial relations with cooperation in several fields. In Uttar Pradesh, the police has arrested one person who allegedly opened fire on the Durga Puja procession, resulting death of a youth in Behraj district. Few others also got injured in the clash, which happened between two groups during Durga Idol's Visarjan yesterday in Rehua Mansur village of Hardi area. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath instructed officials to take strict action against the perpetrators of the violence. A 22-year-old youth died after receiving bullet injury in the incident. Situation is tense in the whole district. Senior police officers, along with SP of the district, Vrinda Shukla, reached at the spot. Earlier, Behraj to Sitapur Highway was blocked by agitators demanding action against the culprits. Heavy police force has been deployed in the area to maintain law and order. In the Baba Siddiq murder case, a holiday court in Mumbai today remanded two accused to the police custody until October the 21st. Mumbai Police's crime branch has further said that they have identified the third accused in connection with the case, adding that he would be arrested soon. The 65-year-old NCP leader was shot dead outside his son Zeeshan Siddiq's office in Bandra East by three assailants. Mumbai police presented the two accused, Gurmail Singh and Dharmraj Singh Kashyap, in Mumbai's Esplanade Court. The suspects, Gurmail Singh from Haryana and Dharmraj Kashyap from Uttar Pradesh, were nabbed by the police yesterday. The West Bengal government is set to meet the doctors at Swasthya Bhavan to resolve the stalemate on RG car issue. State Chief Secretary Manoj Pant will chair the meeting. State Secretariat Nabanna sources said two representatives from each of the doctors' association, including Indian Medical Association, have been asked to join the meeting. Email has been sent to the associations by the state government. However, the associations have not yet confirmed whether they will be joining the meeting. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat India by 9 runs in a Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium, Sharjah, tonight. Chasing the target of 152 runs, India made 142 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Harmanpreet Kaur scored unbeaten 54 runs, while Deepti Sharma made 29 runs. For Australia, Annabelle Sutherland and Sophie Molyneux took 2 wickets each. And with that, we end this news bulletin.